أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. These are the last ayats of the surah. The ayats before that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained about sabr. Ulama explained there are three aspects of sabr. Sabr ala ta'a. The first type of prayer, most important, that a person makes sabr on the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is, in there is an indication that even when it becomes a bit difficult and awkward for a person, but still he fulfills the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Like a common test is, especially in winter, a person leaves his work in our environment and is coming back home, and asr time comes in. Now the traffic is also there, and he has to make it home also. And where does he get a place to make, which masjid to make asr? But the person has that fikr and he makes his asr namaz. A person is traveling and it comes the time for namaz, and if it's raining, for example, it's very cold, then a person has to get off and make his namaz, then too he should observe that namaz. The sabr on the fulfillment of the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Also, like in many places of the world, where Ramzan rozas go up to 18 hours, 20 hours, to make sabr at that time and to keep those rozas like that. Everywhere, that is the one type of sabr. Then sabr anil ma'asiyah, that a person controls himself and does not commit any guna whatsoever. No matter what the temptations and what it becomes like difficult for a person, what do I do now? For example, a police officer wants a bribe, and to give a bribe is easy and just to finish up everything, but to go through the whole procedure is difficult. At that time to make sabr and to do the thing in the right way. So that is another very important type of sabr also. Then a sabr alal masaib, when difficulties come on a person, at that time a person makes sabr. We normally refer to sabr only on this, that when the difficulties come, some hardship, may Allah protect us all, at that time that a person doesn't speak anything what he should not speak, etc. He doesn't do anything he shouldn't do, he should make sabr at that time. But sabr is of all the three types. And there is a great discussion amongst the ulama, that is the position of sabr more higher or the position of shukr more higher. Shukr is also a great maqam, a great stage by Allah Ta'ala. And on shukr, Allah Ta'ala says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you will make shukr, I will increase you and give you even more. So shukr is a great thing. But the conclusion the ulama come to, that sabr's position is even more higher. Because with shukr, Allah says, I will give you more ni'mat. But with sabr, Allah says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those people who make sabr. So where Allah is with, that position is much, much more greater. So we have to learn to develop this quality of sabr, of self-restraint, of controlling ourselves. That is a very important thing, and it does not just come like that. A person has to make effort to bring this within him. And the position of sabr is very, very high. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. A person who makes sabr and forgives a person, that is a very, very high position. Hazrat Ali, the son or the grandson of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was making wudu, the person making wudu by mistake bumped a jug against his head or somewhere where a person feels a pain, and he became angry. So immediately he looked up in anger. Then the person said that a person who controls his anger. And then after that, he then said that a person who controls his anger, and then he forgives also. On that, he set him free from being a slave. He set him free. So the sabr is a very, very great thing, and the rewards of it are very bitter to make sabr. Very sweet the fruit of sabr is. So also Allah Ta'ala says, وَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Make sabr, how the great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made sabr. They went through great, great stages of difficulties, but they made sabr on that. So much so that one leg was tied to one camel and the other leg to another camel, and the camels were made to go in opposite directions. And their body got torn apart in this. But with all this, they made sabr and they remained firm on deen. So we won't be asked for such difficult trials and tribulations. But the little tests that come to us, we should also try to make sabr. So sabr has got great, great position, and we have to learn to develop this quality. On the other hand, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Or jo munkir huye hamari ayaton se, and those who disbelieved in our ayats, who turned away from our signs, hum ashabul mash'ama, wo hai kambakhti wale. These are the people who are most unfortunate, and who will suffer the consequences accordingly. Alayhim naru mu'sada, unhi ko aag mein moon diya hai. And they will be completely covered in the fire. That is the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all, our progeny, our families, everyone. They will be put in the fire, and like that, a lid will be put on top of them. And when that lid, you cannot come out, like a kettle that is boiling with water. And you put a lid on top. Now that steam also stays inside, and that boiling water stays inside, and everything is happening there, like that will be the fire of Jahannam. It will be covered where there is, a person cannot think about escaping from there. May Allah save us all, and we prepare ourselves. And for that year particularly, what Allah has referred to is the quality of sabr that we develop, self-restraint, control over ourselves. Unfortunately, we find ourselves very weak in this. Small, small temptations, little, little desires to have that extra sugar. In our physical life, we can't control ourselves. In our spiritual life, that little temptation of guna, that little laziness of reading out, performing our namaz, etc., these things easily overtake us. May Allah bless us with these qualities, and with that, by the fadl of Allah, we make shukr to Allah, the surah has come to an end, and the main thing is, may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on it.